Our guest at the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
We've had the mayor in a number of times, of course, and we've always talked a little bit about the street program, but it's always been in addition to something else that that was on the table. And so we wanted to have John to come in and really kind of focus on the street program here in this visit and get a sense of where we stand. I know there's a tremendous amount of interest in that in Commerce. Now, the Monroe Street project, which is the thing that's the most visible thing, originally was supposed to be completed by the end of August. Is that correct?
The phase two of that,
yeah. Down,
but before we get to Culver and Cooper, yes.
Right.
And it's not.
Yeah, we noticed that, that it's not. But although in the past few days, it's obvious they are making some progress on it. So they're behind on that. And am I correct that there's a fine that's involved with the contractor on that?
That's one of the things that happens when they go to bid. There's a number of contractors in the state that kind of do this type of work. Mm-hmm. And it's not like there's conflict of interest going on. But what happens is, when an entity enters into a bid with a construction firm, there's no real intermediate deadlines set. Mm-hmm. Because the construction firm is never really sure what's going to happen. So what they do is they set what's called a termination deadline when it is completed. So we will have this phase completed by this date. If it's not completed by that date, then it goes into a penalty, and the contracting firm pays a daily fine for not being completed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The part of Monroe that you're talking about here, by Binion and down to Mayo and then on down to Cooper, is not complete. Now, the part down there by Mayo and Cooper is a phase three, but the part we're talking about in front of Binion here is phase two. That was supposed to be completed on August the 30th, and the construction firm is now paying Commerce $1,000 a day because they haven't finished the job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And again, they appear to be making some good progress now as we look at the project. But you think now that part of the project, and maybe also the Cooper Street and the Mayo Street part, might be now finished by the end of December. Am I right?
Well, let me put it to you this way: there are what they call completion dates, and the phase three, which is the Culver to Cooper part of this last bit, won't require a lot of underground work. So it's mostly topical work. Should not take as long to do the paving. But the substantial completion date here for the phase two is December 28th of 2014. That would be completing the part that they're on now, Bryan to Monroe, Stonewall, Bryan to Monroe, and then Culver to Cooper. Now, if there's something that happens between here and December 28th that they're not finished, there may be some more penalties. But once again, the weather enters into this plan.
Sure.
But part of what I think has been so discouraging to the residents, and certainly discouraging to me this summer, I was teaching summer one, and we had 3 or 4 weeks of absolutely beautiful weather, and nobody was here working.
Uh-huh.
And virtually every day I went into city manager's office and said, what's going on? Where are these people? Well, these companies bid 2, 3, or 4 jobs at a time, and so they just travel their workers around. You know, we got this one completed this far, we'll move over to here, maybe a sub will come in and do something, and then so they're constantly moving. So it just so happened that this summer, when there was nobody working for 4 weeks,
they were off doing some other job,
but not this one. So now it's kind of come back and bite them because they're behind. Instead of getting finished on August 30th, it's spilling over a little bit.
Right. And then now the project north of Monroe, on Monroe north of Live Oak Street, that's moving quite well. But you think part of that's going to be finished leading up to the Chenault House, the historical home there, by mid-October.
125th anniversary of the dedication. Now, once again, please remember, that part from Live Oak to Bonham was not part of the contract. We asked for that, and Water Development Board said they would help us do it. So
right. That's
even an extra on top of it. And we got involved with them, and it took a while for that to get approved, and then we went through the subcontracting and stuff like that.
You,
so, yes.
You,
Now they're working at it and diligently.
And they had to replace water lines as part of that.
And then, yes, but also in part of that was there was 18 inches of cement that nobody knew, so it set them back trying to dig all that out before they get to the water lines. Yeah.
But there's a the university is involved in an event coming up sometime in October to a dedication of the home of General Chenault, which is there. And so up to that point, that should be finished by that point, and then the rest of it would follow.
John Mark, ordinarily a construction outfit will work east side or west side or north or south, depending on the direction, one lane at a time. So there's always one lane open. We ask them to see if they could do both lanes here to get it finished up to the house so that it would look nice.
Yeah, understood. Wow. It's you didn't know what you're getting into when you took this mayor thing on, did you? Well, it is a lot to oversee, no doubt about it. But we can see the progress being made now. And Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us once again.
John Mark, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. John Bilotti, the mayor of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.